Dead Man's Flats. The process towards Dead Man's Flats having a new outdoor community rink and recreation area took another step towards reality when the development permit for the rink was approved by the MD development officer. Soon after, work began on the project. We had a rebar tying day a week ago. We booked off a couple days on the weekend to get it all done, said Chris Long, president of the Dead Man's Flats Community Association. We ended up with 25 volunteers who came to help us. Took us longer to set up the coffee bar than it took to tie the rebar in the end. On Monday, September 26, concrete was poured for the rink. It looks great. It will take a few days to harden, said Long. Boards are coming in the middle of October. Once they come, we will have a board building day where we put them all together and attach them. One person has been hired to guide the installation of the boards, and with the large volunteer base, the association saved $10,000 to $15,000 on labor. Once that is up, we are ready to roll. Currently, the only community-built rink in Dead Man's Flats is erected on a storm pond each fall. This rink is built and disassembled each year by the association. It is the hope the new rink will be the first part of the association's recreation grounds master plan for the area. Our old rink was about one-third the size of what this rink is, Long said. We could split it into three parts if we wanted to. Play a little kid's game of hockey. Kids could skate in another part and older kids could play in another part. In the summer, the rink will have at least one pickleball court, and between two and four basketball hoops. Overall, the process has been quick since it was first submitted to the MD for approval earlier in the summer. Conditions for the approval of the rink include the Dead Man's Flats Community Association as responsible for all water utility charges, that a caretaker agreement be executed between the association and the MD, and that no recreation activities with the rink or shed occur between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. The rink is also not available for rental to groups outside of the Dead Man's Flats Community Association. A public hearing was held in August, with overwhelming support for the rink in the community. We say it has been quick because once it was approved it was. This has been a 3 or 4 year process, but the MD has been pretty supportive all the way through, Long said. They have directed us to the right grants, helped us figure out the best way to fill out some of those things. The MD has also matched grant funds with money to help get the rink built. With the grant money, the tractor with attached Zamboni was also purchased. The shed will be constructed in the fall. They have been super supportive the whole way, said Lang.